at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just helps to shine light so that upon what you want her to do so that she stays in your perfect will. I ask all these prayers by Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 16. It says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God Almighty, I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet I will be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come." Going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how to prepare for the judgment of the United States, and just the need to walk in the Holy Spirit and hear Him more perfectly, and how the Lord's been talking to people in their dreams a lot. If you're having dreams about underground, like little tunnels, okay, or like little, just like, or like a little something like hidden away, like just underground, like little, maybe like a little, just like a little hideaway, something that's like really tucked away and hidden, He may be talking to you about divine provision during times of judgment. And so you'll want to, you know, seek that out with the Lord and see if He's leading you in a certain direction, letting you know that this will be, you know, He's trying to lead you to something that'll be covered and protected during judgment, okay? But it's just like these dreams about just like little, like you're underground and you're like doing things or have things and you feel like really hidden. Or it could just be also too prophetic about how He's going to cover you when judgment does come. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Let's go and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and loving and glorifying you. Ask all these prayers, you Father, you send Jesus' name. Amen.